With your latest news, I'm April Cummings. Financial Services Minister the Honorable Tara Rivers responds to the Caribbean Financial Action Task Force findings on the country's anti-money laundering and counterterrorism financing measures.
The history of financial services in the Cayman Islands shows that government and the private sector are willing and able to meet changing global standards while maintaining our standing atop the international financial services market.
The CFATF report breaks down the steps taken by the Cayman Islands to implement some 40 recommendations, as well as 11 immediate outcomes. Radio Cayman Central Harris breaks down the details.
The report, which was penned in December 2017, grades Cayman's efforts to stamp out money laundering and terrorist financing. It took into account some 40 recommendations made by the Financial Action Task Force, or the FATF. Of the 40 recommendations, Cayman was deemed to have been largely compliant with 15, compliant with 12, and partially compliant with 13. The report states that while Cayman has a high level of commitment to ensuring its anti-money laundering and counter-financing terrorism regimes remain robust, the overall effectiveness was lacking. This is because, quote, key legal personnel and financial services stakeholders were not included during the formulation of the framework. The report points to the fact that as of December 2017, there are no prosecutions or major cases of multi-jurisdictional money laundering. The report also looks at the effectiveness of 12 immediate outcomes proposed by the FATF. Of those immediate outcomes, 6 were graded as being moderately effective, while 5 were low. A ministerial subcommittee of cabinet, chaired by Premier the Honourable Alden McLaughlin, is working to oversee the implementation of a comprehensive action plan to address the recommendations contained in the CFATF report. Andrell Harris, Radio Cayman News.
Over the next 12 months or so, the Cayman Islands will be implementing the recommendations contained in the CFATF report. That implementation will be monitored by the CFATF as well as the FATF's International Cooperation Review Group, which will issue a report following the 12-month observation period. The Joint Marine Unit snags more than 900 pounds of ganja early Monday. Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin has more.
Police say around 6:30 in the morning, the Joint Marine Unit was on patrol about 11 miles off the coast of East End when they spotted a suspicious vessel which refused to stop when challenged. The JMU, Joint Marine Unit, pursued the vessel as people on board threw packages overboard. One person on the boat brandished a firearm and threatened officers. However, officers fired back, disabling the vessel. Police arrested 3 men, 66, 44, and 43-year-olds, all from Jamaica. They recovered the packages, which contained approximately 900 pounds of ganja at an estimated street value of 800,000 CI dollars, the largest seized of drugs in the Cayman Islands in the past decade. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
The Royal Cayman Islands Police investigate multiple reports of vehicle break-ins and thefts over the past few days. Police say they received 2 reports Sunday of incidents on Old Crewe Road and 3 reports this morning from the Spots Newlands area. In each incident, the vehicle's window was smashed and interior ransacked, and in some cases, personal items were taken like bags, bank cards, and cash. Police say it is especially important to avoid leaving money or valuables in your vehicles, especially overnight and where they could be visible to passersby. They also say it's a good idea to park your vehicle in a well-lit area with security cameras nearby, if at all possible. Cayman is winning at the recycling game. That according to Acting Director of the Department of Environmental Health. Details from Radio Cayman's Shanta Gallego.
In looking at statistics on the quantities of recycling items shipped in 2018, Mr. Richard Sims reports there were 35,427 pounds of aluminum cans.
Cardboard, mixed paper, 44,085 pounds. Plastics, 113,453 pounds.
Mr. Sims says we're off to a good start this year with quantities of recyclable items shipped. We're seeing 46,614 pounds of tin cans, the first shipment, 41,671 pounds of cardboard box, and 35,961 pounds of plastics. That's 77,492 pounds of plastics less than last year. Mr. Sims says we're making progress with these kinds of figures, showing where we were and what we've achieved thus far.
And I implore each and every household to continue to make the effort, because our goal is to make sure that we reduce all that goes into the landfill. What you can reuse, you reuse.
Last month, the DEH added a new depot in Northside as part of its efforts to continue to increase the number of recycling containers located throughout the island. There are now 7 recycling depots outside of the Georgetown landfill. Shanda Gallego, Radio Cayman News.
Only 2 developers will be making their case to the Central Planning Authority Board at their bi-monthly meeting tomorrow. At 10:30, National Cement Limited will be speaking to their application for an aggregate storage yard on Seymour Road in Georgetown. There are no objectors. They will follow with another application for an industrial building, concrete batch plant, silos, cabana, and a 5,000-gallon diesel tank with a generator on Sherwood Drive, also in Georgetown. Then at 11 a.m., the CPA board will hear from developers for the Shores. They've submitted an application for a 10-story hotel with generator and 2 pools along West Bay Road. There are some objectors to the proposed development, citing concerns about exceeding the permitted height of a building, lack of parking spaces, and overdeveloped density. You can find the full agenda at planning.ky. After working with some of the island's most talented young musicians, celebrated Romanian pianist Matei Varga tells Radio Cayman the future looks bright.
And I'm delighted that the future, I feel there is a very important potential here under this beautiful sun and sunny skies where, you know, perhaps the temptation to go to the beach is overwhelming sometimes, at least in my case it is, coming from, you know, cold New York at this time of the year. But it's wonderful to know that there is interest, there's passion, there is dedication to practice and to do this on top of so many other obligations that children have today at school and, you know, with extracurricular activities and all that. So I'm very, very impressed with that.
6 local students got to work with the celebrated Romanian pianist in a week-long piano camp at the Georgetown Public Library. Mr. Varga also performed in a piano recital for attendees to culminate the camp. Over the years, he has received standing ovations from audiences around the world. The National Trust is gearing up for their next Families in the Wild event. This Saturday, the group heads to the Botanic Park for a special birding tour.
Bird watching provides an excellent focus, a reason for getting outdoors with the family and spending quality time enjoying looking for something. A little bit like beach combing, you're looking for bits of shiny glass or ceramics or interesting sea life. Well, birds provide a similar focus.
Environmental Programs Manager Stuart Mailer tells Radio Cayman that Grand Cayman has 13 birds unique to the island and are year-round breeders.
Many other migratory birds that are either spending the winter here or are passing through the island. So the total number of birds that we have spotted in Cayman over the years exceeds 240. I believe there are 245 actually listed in the photographic guidebook of the birds of the Cayman Islands. And interestingly, that number increases almost every year.
The event is designed to introduce families to the pleasures of birding. The Trust recommends a minimum age of 10 years. The group is meeting on Saturday at 8:30 in the Botanic parking lot. You can get more information at info@nationaltrust.org.ky. Time now for Radio Cayman's financial news. Here's Shanta Gallego.
The closing prices of local stocks are provided by Cayman National Securities. CUC's common stocks closed at $15. Cayman Water Company closed at $12.98. Green Lantern Insurance Company closed at $11.22. And Cayman National Corporation closed at $4.05. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 26 points to close at 25,887. The NASDAQ up 9 points to close at 7,720. The S&P 500 down 37 points to close at 2,832, and the Financial Times 100 Index in London was up 24 points to close at 7,324. The 3 most active issues in New York today were Advanced Micro Devices, up 11.83% to close at $26, Chesapeake Energy, up 0.32% to close at $3.16, and Ford, up 1.52% to close at $8.70. In commodities, gold closed at $1,306.30, silver at $15.38, platinum at $851.20, and oil at $59.08 per barrel. In foreign currencies, the euro closed at 1.13, pound sterling at 1.32, yen 111.36, Canadian dollar 1.33, and the Jamaican dollar closed at 124.64. In other financial news, women interested in the technology industry get a chance to network and compare notes at a recent event at Rackham's. More now from Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller.
Thursday marked Women Code Cayman's first public social event, which welcomed over 30 women to learn more about Cayman's fastest-growing network of female tech professionals. The initiative, supported by Carton, the Ministry of Community Affairs, and Cayman Enterprise City, hosts weekly free workshops, which introduces participants to programming and provides a supportive network for women who are learning to code. Registration is open for a 12-week series, which officially begins March 27th. Currently, 26% of individuals working within CEC's Cayman Tech City are female and part of a global industry where, according to a recent study, only 21% of tech executives are women and only 8% have never experienced gender bias in the workplace. The 12-week Women Code Cayman series will be on Wednesday nights from 7 to 8:30 p.m. at CEC's Strathvale House location. To register, you can email b.mora@caymanenterprisecity.com. Reporting for Radio Cayman's Financial News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
And that's your financial report for this hour. I'm Shanda Gallego.
Thank you, Shanda. And that is our latest local news from Radio Cayman's newsroom. I'm April Cummings.